You talk about programs, and we've had our next guest on a few times, and here's somebody last year that took a program that a lot of people really didn't know much about, and they went all the way to the state semifinal game against Chaminade Madonna. Archbishop Carroll has long been a program that has produced talent, student-athletes, obviously a faith-based school, but George Zagalas has just elevated it and continues to do it. One of my favorite coaches, a hard worker, a guy who cares about the kids, cares about faith, and certainly we're excited to have him this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a Monday evening.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on.
Good time. You ended the year with a outstanding season. You got a lot of notoriety. Your kids got an opportunity to you know, at least play a team that was the number two rated team in the country. Win, lose, or draw. It's an experience, something that they'll always look back for. What did you guys come out of that game feeling? I mean, as far as a team, did it kind of drive you to say, hey, listen, look at where we were. I mean, a lot of people didn't even know us at the beginning of the season, and we were within one game of going to the state championship game.
Yeah, we took it as a great experience. Obviously, the seniors on the team were with us, and they helped build this program up again from where it was before. And then 4 years before, they came in, and there was literally no program there. So they looked at it as a great experience, a great accomplishment to make it to the state Final Four in just four short years. And it was very, very gratifying to see those boys, those 14 boys, just go from, you know, a program through COVID where we had to play a JV year as freshmen, and then they rose all the way up having to play varsity as sophomores, and then having winning seasons every year, and then culminating it with finishing in the state Final Four against the number two ranked team in the nation, which a tremendous football team, very well coached, very well disciplined, and obviously everybody knows they have incredible talent. Right. So we took it as an opportunity to go out there and play our best, you know, strap on the helmets, pull the boots up, and let's go to war. And you know, we came up on the short end of the stick, but it was still a great accomplishment for those seniors and the rest of the guys, and we learned from it. We definitely did learn from it.
Yeah. What has happened in this off season? I mean, I obviously lost a lot of seniors. Has this next group, the rising senior class of 2025, have they kind of shown some leadership and you know, kind of helping the transition, teaching somebody the younger kids the ropes as well?
Oh yeah, we have a great senior class coming through now. Remember that we talk a lot about that first senior class, but these guys came in right after. These guys never played, you know, a 13U Pop Warner football season. They came right in. They had to sit out a year because of COVID, and they came right into us, and it's another big group. I think we got about 13 or 14 as well, and they've been through the school of hard knocks with those other boys. They had to play as freshmen, no JV year, these seniors.
Yeah.
And these guys jumped right into it. They comprise most of our offensive line and defensive line. And so they, too, have had to go through all that. And they've learned from all the experiences that they've had in the last 3 years. Now they kind of want to, you know, rise up and lead the team like that other team did, like those other guys did. And they've had a great off season. We've also had a great group of guys coming up from the junior varsity. And we had a great game against Gulliver on Friday afternoon. We played really officially a half against Gulliver, ended up jumping out on them 21-0. And then Gulliver came back and had a score there before the end of the half. And then we kind of scrimmaged in the second half, so it really wasn't official, but we saw a lot of great things from some of those JV guys coming up and kind of saying like, hey, here we are, we want to make our name too, and they did.
Yeah.
great off season in the weight room, and now they're putting it together on the field.
Yeah, and that's one of the things too, because I know there's, you know, a lot of these kids, obviously, church is extremely important, faith is extremely important year round, but also during the summer they get an opportunity to attend camps, and they, you know, whether it's as a team or going off to individual events, you know, whether it be lineman camps or, you know, what other camp, you know, because there's, you know, as well as I do, and within 60-70 mile radius of, you know, where you guys are located, you have five colleges. So, you know, with FAU, FIU, and certainly with Miami, and then the NAIA schools that we have down here. How much advantage do you guys take, you know, of those events in some of those camps?
I think it has its place. You know, our guys go to those. You know, they all end up going to those. Some of them are padded, some of them aren't. But really, our off season in the summer kind of consists of weight room and install sessions, 7-on-7 type stuff, you know, that we do at our place, and you know, you're familiar with those, and that's where I think we really get the most out of our guys in the summer is in that weight room, continuing what we start in January, and so that's kind of what we spend our summers doing.
Right. And obviously, like you mentioned, you have a bunch of 26, 27 kids. And then obviously being a school that will have a lot of 28 kids to play junior varsity. How is that? And you know as well as I do, that pipeline is built with the junior varsity kids, because when you're a private school, it's tough to have a consistent feeder program, because not all the kids live in the area and they come from different parts, which often is kind of a challenge for you, because you get kids, you know, whereas if you were at a Southwest or if you were at a program that has a community, a lot of those kids will kind of gravitate to the school. You don't have that. You don't have a consistent West Kendall or kids coming from the Hammocks or different areas. Has that been a challenge for you as well, or do you kind of conquer that in the junior varsity?
Well, you know, first of all, our junior varsity is pivotal to our success. And we're going to see it now, right? We're going to see it now coming up. We just saw it on Friday. A lot of those guys moved up and mixed in with the guys that we had left over from last year's team. And we did extremely well. You know, we do have a lot of success with the local programs, you know, the Optimist programs, Pop Warners, youth football, you know, the West Kendalls and the Kendall Hammocks have been so good to us. A lot of their kids end up playing for us. I would say the majority, 85 to 90% of the kids on the team come from one of those two parks. So it's been good to us, and they come in, they play JV usually about 2 years. And then now they're up on the varsity for us. And it really helps us out. You know, there's a lot going around now, especially on the internet, where some of these people out there are saying that, you know, kids wasting time while playing junior varsity. I think nothing could be further from the truth.
Right.
Those are pivotal years for a young athlete, a young football player especially, to learn how to play the game correctly and to get used to high school football. There's a big jump from youth football to high school football. Big jump. I've been doing this now. This is my 32nd year coming up, and there's a huge, huge difference between youth football and junior varsity football. Especially if you know, and it's no mistake that you see the programs like the Columbuses, you know, Belens, Gullivers, etc. The most successful programs all have JV football. It really helps a kid develop.
I agree. Coach, can't thank you enough for stopping by on a Monday. I know you're a busy guy, and certainly look forward to running into you sometime this summer. Again, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Good stuff. George Zagalas, outstanding coach, as he said, been doing this for over three decades and does it the right way. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros or active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up for a Monday. Antoine Ace Coleman from Miami Central is next.